What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, welcome to Peace of Mind. This is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
And we are on Peace of Mind, WJRB, Talk of the Mountains. How's your week been today, this week, Kathy?
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Fall is here, y'all.
Yes. So hopefully we'll have some really, really good weather and some good football games this weekend too, right?
Yep, that's right.
Yes, a lot of tailgating going on. So we are going to talk today about going back to one of our very early shows. We talked about, you know, do you have enough coverage on your house? And this has been a crazy market because we have an influx of people moving here after COVID-19. And I know all the real estate agents are very busy trying to find inventory to sell. And also builders are very busy as well. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about, again, you know, you don't want to get caught short if your house were to burn. People, a lot of times, will look at the 401k plan. And how much, you know, even in the downturn of 2008, 2009, people had lost a lot of value in their 401k plans. And what do you hear them use all the time?
Talked about stocks and
all the time.
It was all the time.
Yes, people will say, "Oh, we got a 401k." So people are very attuned, or you know, they're watching those values there in their 401k plan. But if you look at your actual house, most people, that is their largest asset, mm-hmm. and they don't focus on that as much, do they?
No, it's unusual that they don't, but that's true.
Maybe because you don't get a report every month that shows you what your house is worth.
Maybe.
I mean, if you have a 401k plan, or every quarter, normally you get a quarterly statement that says, okay, here's how much money you've got in your 401k plan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if it goes down, people panic and freak out.
Right.
But you don't really see that value in your house because, you know, you may have Zillow, which I don't think, I mean, I can tell you that, you know, it's, there's so much subjectivity in a valuation of a house.
Right.
And I don't really think Zillow is accurate. I know it's not on our house.
No, it's correct? Not on our house. No.
Yeah. Well, why? What's happened since we bought the house?
We've done improvements or renovations or what have you. So it does change. And that's the biggest thing we can stress to folks is that you need to communicate with your agent about any type of updates that you've done to your house, new roof, add-on addition, decks, garages, sheds, fencing, retaining walls.
We have finished our basement.
Yes,
we did. So we ended up putting in a washer and dryer downstairs. That way, when Kathy's mom and dad come up from Florida, they can stay longer and not have to, you know, feel that they're, infringing on us. We have two kids.
Right.
So they got their own area downstairs now. They got a washer and dryer. Mm-hmm. They've got, what else did we do? We did new flooring. We
put up a little kitchenette for them.
Kitchenette.
Yeah. Refrigerator and microwave.
Yeah, it's more or less just a sink, but it's got a refrigerator as well. So mm-hmm. it's been nice. They enjoy it. And they go downstairs and they watch the news, don't they?
Right. They love the news. And drink their coffee.
Yeah. So they have their routine. But, you know, we also put in a bay window because we had a garage that you drove under the house into the basement, and now you've got additional living space because we actually use that space to expand our house where we can have more room.
The problem with the garage was that it was so small, our cars couldn't drive them in and open the doors. So that was the problem. That's why we decided that was not a good use of space for us.
Yeah, it probably wasn't ideal.
No. Unless you had a really small car.
Maybe we'd have a, what's that, the Prius, whatever it is?
A Prius or a Yugo or I don't know, whatever, a Bug. I don't know.
Yeah. So when we're looking at, you know, valuation of the house, here's my opinion, and I believe I'm correct. The person that you want to talk to is not your insurance agent per se. I mean, we do not build houses.
No.
I'm not going to be able to tell you what it costs to build a house other than me talking to a builder. That is what I feel is the best source to know what a house costs to build.
Well,
is talking to the person that actually does it.
Relative to now, like how much it costs to build something per square foot, but the reason we say talk to your agent is because we have to do a replacement cost estimator. It's a we have to put your information into an actual computer, and that's how it spits out or comes it up with this, generates and comes up
that,
with
that is
this
kind
specific.
Of, to me, still is kind of, yeah. It's kind of subjective. It's the
it
indication.
It is subjective because you have to put every little detail of your house because every house is different.
Yep. So, you know, that's the best we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm understanding on a low end, talking to builders, that it's probably $200 a square foot now.
Right now, yeah.
When I entered, and that's the lowest it could be.
Yeah, unless it's a custom. If it's custom, it's going to
be
a lot
more
than that.
Mm-hmm. When I entered the business back in 1995, we figured about $60 a square foot.
Right.
So it's really gone up a whole lot. You can just take measure your house, see the square footage, see what it is times 200, maybe 250. But your agent can give you there's a program that runs behind most insurance companies. They ends up going to basically Marshall, Swift, Beck.
Right.
And that's an appraisal, software that is used to calculate rebuilding value.
Correct.
And it's driven off the square footage plus any type of other, like I said, we put a bay window. That would
right.
be a question it would ask. Do you have a bay window? Yes, we have one.
Or you have a hot pool, or you have a hot tub, or you have different flooring or granite countertops or custom countertops versus your normal builder's grade.
Yeah. So you'll get a value there. The safest place you can be is if you have your agent run a replaced cost estimator, then what you would like to do, what I would advise you to do, if you can get with a company that will give you the guaranteed rebuilding endorsement on your policy.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is you have your house insured for, say, $300,000. Well, maybe that value was established back in 2011. You know, it's been a long time ago. As long as there's been no changes made to the house, they will still use that original valuation. And if your house were to burn, and if the house now is $500,000 to put back, you know, if it's gone up in value, then even though you had your house insured for, say, $300,000, this endorsement is going to give you the difference. So you're not limited to having $300,000. It's going to guarantee to rebuild your home.
But you're supposed to insure it to value.
But you're supposed to insure it to
right.
value.
So that would become another issue.
Yeah, so
it's,
the best thing to do is have a current replacement cost estimator.
Right.
However, recently we had a company that we called and said, hey, look, you know, they want to change the rates, or, you know, want to do a replace cost estimator. And their agent said, actually heard it from a competitor, and they called us after this and we found we were correct. And the agent told them, well, you got the guaranteed replacement cost estimator. And technically they're correct. I mean, you can still write on that number. However, it's probably good to go ahead and do a current one just to keep on file, because as Kathy just said, you're better just go ahead and raise that limit.
Well, the big thing is if you go in and we have it insured for a specific way and you've changed that since we wrote the policy and you didn't communicate it to us, and then you're expecting to get more of a value for that or specifications on your house, the insurance carrier is going to be a little concerned about why didn't they know about this. So just you want to be transparent with
and
your agent.
I think I don't have the word here from
carrier.
Me, but I think there is some wording in there in that endorsement that
yes.
says that, you know, you've got to, they're going to want you to endeavor to have an accurate value on file.
Correct.
To get that.
That's
so
right.
But I think it's a very good thing to have. It's just hard to know what the values is now. I have been hearing perhaps some of the building material costs is actually coming down
a little bit
from what it was.
It's still high, though.
We're putting in a window in the house, and we're doing a little bit of, I guess, cosmetic stuff at our house. How long a wait was it to get a window, Kathy?
I think it was like almost, depending on what kind of window you get, I believe the guy that came out to do the measurements said it was like
14 weeks?
14 weeks for the particular one that we wanted. So we've had to change how we're going to do our window now.
But yeah, it was like the choice was, well, you can have it sooner. It may not be the window you want, but we can get it done sooner.
Right.
Or you can wait another 3 months or whatever.
Right.
So we decided to go ahead and live
with
how it's
going
to look.
And with winter coming, I'd like to have the new window, because the other one was actually a door and it's drafty. So
yep.
That's why we're changing it.
Okay, so we are at a breaking point now, and this is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy Moore, and we are broadcasting from WGRB, Talk of the Mountains, on Peace of Mind.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with Moore Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore, and I want to let you know where we're located. We have three locations called Moore Insurance Services. We have one that's located in Blairsville, across the street from Home Depot, and it's next to the post office. We're in the South State Building, bank building right there on the one wing. We're completely separate from the bank, but we're there. And we have Ashley and Shana that would love, and Greg and Cindy would love to help you. So come by and see them for a quote. We are second location is next to the hospital in Hiawassee, in our Town Trace red brick building. And we are there to help you there as well. And then Joanne's there. Come by and see her. Then lastly, we have our hub, which is our main office, which is in Hayesville. And that is where most everything happens there. So come by and see Amy, Mandy, Rose, Diane, myself, Mark and myself, and Vaughn. And we're all there to help you with your insurance needs. So come by and check us out there. We have two other locations. One is in Murphy, and it's Mountain Insurance, a division of Moore Insurance. They're off of next to Arby's on Highway 64. Come by and see Velda and Emily, and we'd like to help you there with your insurance needs. Also, come by and see us in our last location, which is Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, a division of Moore Insurance, and you have Kathy and Jeremy there that love to help you with your insurance needs there in Blue Ridge. You can like us on Facebook, and you can check us out on our website at www.moore-insurance.com, and you can check out all the Peace of Mind podcasts, radio shows on our website. If you've missed one of them and like to hear it, you can check them out there. Plus, you can request a quote.
Great. Okay. So, today we're talking about, is my insurance value of my house, is my house insured for enough if I had to rebuild it?
Correct.
So, just this week, this was yesterday, I had a customer email me, and, you know, people, I guess, I don't know, I expect she was worried about the value of her house. Mm-hmm. She had it insured for $144,000, mm-hmm. and wanted to raise it to $175,000,
right.
which I think is very smart. I mean, it's very, right. you know, it's good. We've been trying to
encourage people to.
Yeah. And she also wanted to raise her other structures coverage, which is kind of funny. I wonder if she has some insurance experience, because she wrote this word, other structures. She look at her policy, but, you know, if you have other structures on the property, that could be a garage or a barn or pool or
fence,
a dock.
Fence.
So
retaining wall.
We were able to get back with her. We read it through the our rater, and it wasn't a whole lot of money to go up. So to go from $175, I said, was it $145? It was $105 a year. So mm-hmm. for $100, she's got a lot more coverage. That's a lot of difference there just right. for $100.
Right. And that's another thing to remind everybody, that your coverage A, which is your building amount, 10% of that is your other structure. So if you raise that, it also raises your other structure yeah. amounts.
Well, I go to the office. I'm going to have my employee that had communicated this to the customer. I'm going to ask them if they had offered her the guaranteed rebuilding endorsement. Mm-hmm. However, I think this particular company, it was Allstate.
Right.
I do not believe they offer that. I think you can get what's called an increased cost coverage endorsement, which means that they give you another 25% over
what the
house.
Depending what state it is. I think there is some guaranteed on some of the older policies.
Yeah, you'd be grandfathered in.
We have to verify that.
I know back in the day in California, they got drilled on that because mm-hmm. people were just insuring the house for almost like just for $100,000, and it's a $700,000 house, and it right. burns, and the company's stuck with the difference because they're not creating enough.
There are limits to everything. Yeah. Yeah.
So almost like that endorsement became a little more harder to get because mm-hmm. of things like that going on. Mm-hmm. That's why they're wanting you to have a...
Well, I mean, just another thing to keep in mind, when you... At renewals, a lot of times the carriers will send out people to inspect your homes. Sometimes they notify our office to let us know that they're coming out so we can tell you. And sometimes they don't. They just show up.
Yeah, so I don't like that.
People get upset about that. But yeah. sometimes we don't even know that they're coming. So, and then we get this email with a copy of what they think your house should be insured for. And, of course, they will tell us what we need to insure it for. And then we have to call you guys. So, that's a big thing to keep in mind with that.
So, that lady basically to raise your coverage by $30,000 on the house, $100 a year.
Right.
So we have a lot of times, it's a dialogue that customers have that my house is overinsured and we want to, you're not going to save any money doing that.
Right.
I can just tell you. Maybe you want to raise your deductible, but you're not going to save a lot of money.
Well, I think some people too
feel, cutting out $25, $30,000
of coverage. Some people feel like, hey, I've paid my house off now. I shouldn't have to carry that much insurance now. Yeah. But that's not the way it works.
No.
So just kind of keep that in mind.
Let's talk about the different types of valuations that are out there for a house. Okay. If you're selling a house or buying a house, you're looking at what's, quote, market value. Right. So that's not to be confused with rebuilding, replacement
rebuilding
costs.
Yeah.
You're if you have a house on Deepwater Lake Chattoog, and you have the exact same house, maybe, I don't know, next to the garbage dumpers. I mean, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but basically the location is important, obviously. That's the three most important things in real estate, correct? Location, location, location. So your market value of that house is going to differ based on where the house is located.
Right.
That is, a lot of times people will confuse that value with what we're insuring it for, because as an insurance agent, what we care about is, can we rebuild your house?
Right.
That's what we're looking at.
And we're looking at if there was a claim or there was a fire that we're putting you back to where you were prior to that claim.
That's called indemnification.
Correct.
That's what the insurance policy is supposed to do, is to indemnify you.
And that's what we want to do. So make sure we have you valued properly.
Put you back in the same financial position as you were before the loss.
That's right.
That's what we're trying to do. So market value, we got rebuilding costs. Mm-hmm. Then you've got another term called actual cash value.
Right.
That you wouldn't think that would come into play normally, but it does.
Well, I've seen that come into play when there's been a claim and a customer decides, you know, hey, I am not going to rebuild this house. I'm not going to do it. I just don't want to rebuild it, because most of the house, you know, your house is replacement cost. So you get what the coverage is. A is if you rebuild the house.
If you don't,
you get actual cash value.
And that's a very subjective value too.
Yes, it is.
So, you know, it comes in normally into play on, let's say, a roof and you've had hail damage. What the insurance company is going to do is, up front, they're going to pay you the actual cash value.
Correct.
Once the repairs have been made and you can show the insurance carrier that you've made the repairs.
By receipts or, you know, different things. That
they'll pay you the difference. So correct. I had one, maybe the numbers I can't remember exactly, but one customer maybe got like $8,000 for his actual cash value on the roof. When the repairs were made, he got the difference. He got like another $5,000 or so. Which covered him for repairing the roof, less his deductible. Right. So that's what.
I think the whole part of doing that is basically the people are not getting money and they're not taking care of the problem. They're not just, you know, hey,
they just pocket the money.
Yeah, pocket the money, and then they don't repair the house or the structure. So they're going to make sure that you're doing that, and you have to get proof that you did, in fact, you know, even when you call us to say, I've got a new roof, we have to see a receipt or have some type of something to show that that's actually what happens.
Yeah. So I hope somebody out there thinks about this. And I think, you know, most people have a general idea about how large their house is. Now, remember, when we are insuring or come up with a value, we're looking at the base square footage. Just, you know, if you have like a basement or a, you know, upstairs, remember that those values for a basement or upstairs are considered less, because you're only accounting for having a roof one time.
Right.
That's why the $200 goes into the base square footage. And maybe you've got an unfinished basement. Well, maybe the value of that is $75 a square foot. Maybe it's unfinished.
Right.
You know, so you've got to kind of know that you don't duplicate a roof, obviously. That's why, as we look at these replace cost estimators, It's taking consideration if you've got a two-story house or a basement, and it knows to calculate less value per square foot.
Correct.
On those areas based on the fact there's no roof.
Right.
So we are just this is off the subject here, but we had a contractor this week that's doing some work at our house, and we had to pull a building permit.
Yes.
So if you're actually doing work, you know, you have to go to the building department and get a permit, so on and so forth. And as part of that process, we had to get a certificate of insurance for him. Mm-hmm. Well, this guy has a fairly large company. Mm-hmm. I'm not his agent. But he has $100,000 liability and looks on his auto policy. I'm like, what are you doing? You know, so I don't know. You got to be very, it's just such a huge, I guess, task to go over all your policies and make sure they're correct. But don't get caught like that. I thought that was kind of alarming.
Well, the other thing, too, is if people are going to work on your house, you need to make sure that they are insured, which is what we did.
Especially workers' compensation.
Workers' comp, because if they get injured on your premises and you're paying them to be there, that becomes an issue because that's not considered a guest on your premises.
It sure does. Okay, so today we've been talking about, you know, is my house insured for enough? And we hope that you'll at least consider this and have your agent run you a replace cost estimator. Ask them about getting the guaranteed replacement cost endorsement or an increased cost endorsement. And I'm Mark Moore with Kathy Moore on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.